Charles Blanchard is the new interim town manager for Williamstown, Massachusetts, after Jason Hoke resigned due to a series of scandals related to police department misconduct. The select board tapped Blanchard to steer Williamstown's day-to-day operations while it searches for a new permanent manager. WAMC spoke with Blanchard about his philosophy on town management and how he envisions his role in the community during a fraught period in Williamstown.
I'm an experienced town manager. I've been, in municipal, government for quite some time. So I have some good, background and knowledge, and I like to listen to people. I've been out to Williamstown. It's a beautiful community, and I'm hoping that I can provide, some help during this transition to a full-time permanent town manager.
Do you have any interest in that position?
No, I don't. No, I've been, retired, and I just thought it was a good time with the COVID, getting better and so forth to go out and look for a interim position, and this came about, and so I'm very happy to be able to serve.
Now, you're entering this position at a time of a lot of controversy and tumult in the community. How do you see yourself as a municipal leader during this time?
Well, I certainly want to listen to both sides, get what the facts are. Not having, been familiar really with the community at all, I have kind of an open mind. I've been on board now since April 12th when they actually appointed me. So I've been working with Jason, the current town manager, to get up to speed on issues, meeting department heads and so forth. So, I bring an open mind and certainly some interest in trying to do what I can to help.
There's been conversations about transparency, conversations about communal healing. Do you see yourself as an agent in any of those efforts around those themes?
Well, I certainly hope that I can be. There is a lot of information. This WillyNet thing is great. I mean, I've watched a lot of meetings. I've watched a lot of the, different boards and committees. And so there's a lot of information out there, and I'm trying to get up to speed on everything.
From your vantage point, what's at the top of your list for the town of Williamstown for the interim town manager?
Well, really, to work with the department heads to get through this period. The town meeting will be coming up in June. We certainly want to get through that. Jason has done a great job, working with the finance committee, the advisory committee on getting the numbers together and so forth. So I think it should be a, good town meeting. And then, working to fill that gap for that transition. I know that, the select board will certainly be, working hard on trying to come up with the right person to fill for the full-time permanent position for town manager.
You've worked in communities like Palmer and Paxton. How does Williamstown stack up to other communities you've served in the past?
Well, it's kind of right in the middle as far as the size. Paxton was a little bit smaller, and Palmer was a little bit bigger. Paxton is home to Anna Maria College, so there's that, town-gown relationship to a certain extent. And so it fits in very well with the experience I've had. Prior to working as town administrator and town manager in those towns, I was a selectman in Sturbridge for over 18 years. So, Sturbridge is around the same size community. So, there's a lot of similarities. Sturbridge is a tourist community, just as Williamstown is. And so there's certainly a lot of synergy there.
Now, you're working sort of a unique schedule. Can you break down for me when exactly you're on call, so to speak, for Williamstown and from where?
Well, actually, it's normally 25 hours a week, and I'm out there one day a week. Right now, it's Wednesdays. It could change, depending whether or not the select board gets back to in-person meetings and so forth. And, of course, any other time that I need to be out there, for an in-person physical meeting, I certainly will be. But other than that, it's remote. We have email. We have, Zoom meetings and so forth. Available, anytime during the week, Monday through Thursday. Present, in the community on Wednesdays.
Getting back briefly to some of the ongoing situations in Williamstown, there's been a lot of conversation about investigations, about working to sort of air out some of what's been going on in the police department and elsewhere. Do you have a hand in that process, or is that something that falls into the lap of the select board?
Well, certainly they've been the ones that have instituted, the investigations. But I will have a role in, getting those investigations when they are completed and working with the select board into, what is the result of those investigations. I know they are ongoing. They certainly are you know, being carried out now, and I'm not sure really when the schedule is when they will be completed.
Have you had the opportunity to meet a lot of folks in the community during this process?
Well, mostly it's been department heads. You know, the 2 Wednesdays I've been out there, I spent a lot of time, you know, meeting different people, you know, working for the town. I would be happy to get out and meet people, but I haven't had much of an opportunity to meet other people in the community other than the people who, you know, are department heads and on boards and committees.
At this point, do you have a sense of how long this interim period is going to last for?
Well, the contract is for 6 months, you know, plus or minus. If the search goes well and they get somebody on board, it'll be, I'm sure, closer to the 4 months maybe. If it goes longer, I'm flexible to extend it beyond the 6 months. But hopefully, you know, that 4 to 6 month, you know, range would be a good time.
With municipal elections coming up on May 11th, there's a chance that some of these relationships, certainly on the select board that you've cultivated, may be changing sooner than later. Any thoughts on what it means to have that change come so abruptly into this interim period?
Well, because, you know, I'm really just meeting every selectman right away. I didn't know anyone beforehand, so I don't think there's that much of a difference. I mean, you know, certainly 2 of the seats, you know, the select person are not running for re-election, so there will be 2 you know, new people on the board. And I look forward to, you know, meeting them and finding out what their priorities are.